Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I have a feeling it might all be a bit chaotic this morning.
Fresh, Jake!
Fresh concept. Good morning. Welcome to December. Sounded like Andrew Marr then, didn't I?
Good morning. Welcome to December. Another chin-clear morning. Andrew Marr. Da-da-da.
Haven't done Andrew Marr for ages. It's like finding an old toy in the back of the cupboard. Da, 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 da. Andrew Marr. Good morning. Welcome to December. I'm excited. We're going to launch the Not Today Thank You Advent Calendar. Da, 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 da. It'll be great. Don't forget, we are still soliciting your hashtag old smells. Smells of your.
Smells of your what?
Smells of yesteryear, if you prefer. Hashtag celebrity campaigns. What celebrity would you have endorsed what product? What would persuade you to get a tooth extraction? I don't know. And also, hashtag guess the shape. We're launching the advent calendar today. It's pretty much all there is, to be honest with you. Pat asked, would we arrange a Christmas carol for us to sing and send parts into? I would love to do that. A carol is a great idea. Oh, I love a good Christmas carol. Oh, that's a really good idea. Yeah, we'll definitely have a go at that. In fact, I got an email from Pat who said the following. Hey, Jake, and the actual Argonauts. Why not? Like most people these days, I can be found on, quote, social media, unquote, Facebook, and the odd post on Twitter, that is. I mostly use Facebook to keep in touch with family and some really lovely people online. Tweets are usually kept for sending spiky comments to radio stations.
Oh, they love that, Pat. It makes their day.
I've never been near Snapchat, Instagram, or this new Parler thing. The other stuff hoovers up enough of my time as it is, but... yes, with Parler, if you don't know, this is this new politically neutral, thank you, not like Twitter, social media microblogging site. It's basically Twitter for bigots. I mean, it's politically neutral, unlike the liberal media. I've been on it. It is a lot of people sort of shout. You suddenly realise... you know, it's like sort of trying to play, just trying to hit a ball against a wall so that it comes back to you, but the wall's been removed. All these people you can see kind of going,
yeah, that's right. Joe Biden is bad. Yeah.
They've got no one to disagree with. It's kind of fabulous. I quite like it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pat says, that being said, you just know when a guy with a Parler membership is mentioned on the news in years to come, they'll be talking to a traumatised neighbour who'll be saying, well, they were always very quiet. I think you could be right. Neil has found a T-shirt that maybe I'm going to need to buy. Last week on Friday... we had some cookery. Cousin Davey had a piece of audio. I can't remember the woman's name, but she had hot peas and grapes. He's found a T-shirt that says "Hot Grapes" by a company who I'm not even going to name because I'm pretty sure they they're pretty loose with their copyright licensing. I will not be buying their Hot Grapes t-shirt, but thanks all the same, Neil. Hannah says, morning, Jake. Hope's all is well with you and yours and the apostles. All our word now. With regard to celebrity endorsements, great! Hashtag celebrity campaigns to persuade people to have the COVID vaccine. Who better than pod faves Brinsley Dearlove and Scary Mark doing a good cop, bad cop routine? That's a great idea. Take care and stay safe. Hannah. Yes. Would you like to hold the hands of your friends again?
Do you want to? Or if not, I'm going to.
Anyway, that's great. Thanks very much for all of that stuff. I'm going to crack on. It's time to open our first Advent calendar. Window. That's a fun part of the year, isn't it? So I'm doing a virtual advent calendar. I just write a piece of music every day throughout all the way up to Christmas Day. And it's, you know, it's genuinely written on the day, and I have to go. I'm not going to lie to you. I've actually got some actual paid work somewhere. Imagine that today. So I got up early and I did this piece of music. And it's just going to be what it is. Like, it might be good, might be bad, might be long, might be short. It's very short, perhaps unsurprisingly, for the first one done under a deadline. But it's kind of cute. Anyway, let's open the first window.
The Not Today Thank You Advent Calendar.
Oh, what's that? Trying to work out what the piece of chocolate is moulded into, what that shape's supposed to be. In fact, Jem had some thoughts about that. Jem surmised that pretty much all of them were going to be starfish-shaped. I don't know what you're talking about. This, though, this looks like, again, it is aquatic. It looks like a squid coming out of a man. That's the best thing I can say. Anyway, I'm going to eat it anyway. And here is our first Advent calendar piece of music. Here it is. Hope you enjoy it. Julie, who's watching me make the podcast live, said she had Pease Thompson last night. You know Pease Thompson. Ah, Pease Thompson, where have you been? That's the dish with the hot grapes. Julie made it last night. Amazing. Said it was awful. But she ate it anyway, which I respect. Sounds insane. I don't know why he'd mix peas and grapes. Oh, what fun. What fun. Anyway, that's kind of it for the podcast today. It's short and it's sweet, and I knew it complete. I will see you tomorrow. Don't forget. Also, if there's any kind of genre of music that you'd like for an Advent piece, that would be great. If you've got any thematic suggestions for carols, that would be awesome. Any other celebrity campaign ideas or old smells, send them my way. It's at NotTodayPod, or you can email NotToday@swanburst.com, and I will see you for a fuller podcast tomorrow. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.